For today's GeoQuiz, where do you imagine this sound is coming from? Now, my turntable used to sound like that when the needle played out the last track, but that was actually data recorded by NASA's Cassini spacecraft. It's orbiting a planet we'd like you to name, where lightning is flashing in a tremendous storm that's encircling the planet's northern hemisphere. Scientists are calling it the Great Northern Storm.
This storm has wrapped around the planet over a period of several months. It started off as a small dot, and now it's wrapped around. So it's truly enormous.
It's apparently bigger than the entire surface area of the Earth. We have a picture at theworld.org. Scientists from the U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have been analyzing the latest images of the storm. One of them will tell us on which planet it lies in just a few minutes. Lightning flashes and thundercracks make for a great show on a summer night. But the big storm we asked about in today's GeoQuiz has some space scientists on the edge of their seats. Andrew Ingersoll is an atmospheric scientist at the California Institute of Technology. So, Andy, you have your eye on something nicknamed the Giant Northern Storm. What exactly do you see, and where is the storm raging?
The storm is on Saturn in the northern hemisphere. Of course, Saturn is a giant planet, nine times bigger than Earth, and this storm has wrapped around the planet. It started off as a small dot, and now it's wrapped around. So it's truly enormous.
And when you say wrapped around, how many square miles are we talking about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. the circumference of Saturn is nine times the circumference of Earth, and this storm is 9,000 miles wide in latitude. So it's a lot of square miles, a lot more than the entire surface area of the Earth.
Now, Saturn's very different from Earth and Jupiter, where storms and weather systems are very frequent. What's the predicted path of this storm on Saturn?
It's likely just to slowly run down. There have been six storms. The first one that was observed from Earth was in 1876. Six storms that wrapped around the planet of Saturn, only six, which is quite amazing considering that there are 1,000 thunderstorms at any one time on Earth, and here there have only been six. On the other hand, although there are only six, they make up for it in size and intensity.
How hard is it to observe, you know, what's going on with this storm on Saturn, and especially the lightning? How do you capture that?
Well, the clouds from the storm can be observed from Earth, and amateur astronomers on Earth have been helping us keep track of the storm, because this Cassini spacecraft, which I work with, can't be reprogrammed immediately, and the amateurs can just go out in their backyards and watch the storm. So it's big and easy to see, but Cassini also has instruments that can, you might say, hear the storm, at least pick up the radio signals from the lightning. So we've been watching the storm with cameras, listening to it with the radio, and measuring its temperature in the infrared.
Well, as you say, the Cassini spacecraft is collecting that audio data. Let's hear that, because we have a recording. And we thought that dust storm in Phoenix was bad. Good thing you don't live on Saturn, you Phoenix people. So can lightning storms on Saturn sound even more menacing than this?
You know, you're listening to this sound, which sounds sort of like raindrops, I suppose, on a tin roof.
Yeah.
But each little burst that you hear is a separate lightning flash. This is not just one echoey flash. It's more than 10 flashes per second. In fact, the radio receiver can't count faster than that. So we have no idea how many lightning flashes per second there are. Really a lot of lightning.
Is this weather system unique to Saturn, or can you draw conclusions from it that would be useful to, you know, your studies of the atmosphere here on Earth?
Well, that's really one of the puzzles that we're trying to figure out, given that we only have a dozen or so planets with atmosphere in the solar system. It is unique to Saturn. Earth has maybe 1,000 thunderstorms going on at once at any one time, and Saturn's weather is totally different. You go for 20, 30 years, and there's no storm at all of this size, and then all of a sudden it erupts, lasts for months. Why should Saturn's weather be so intermittent? It's still a mystery.
Well, it is a beautiful mystery, and we've got the colorful photographs of the storm on Saturn to prove it at theworld.org. Andrew Ingersoll with Caltech in Pasadena, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you who played our GeoQuiz texting game today. Here are today's winners.
I'm Alexandra from Orlando, Florida.
My name is Hans. I'm from Kirtland, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Atusa from Dallas. And the correct answer to today's GeoQuiz is Saturn.
Go ahead. Give it a try next time. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. This is PRI.